It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, we're not afraid here, but man, if we don't have a lot of reasons to be concerned. And one thing, I'll show you, I'll give you a perfect example of how, you know, man, I can't believe Freedom Seekers would put that up there. I mean, seriously? And we have one thing you look at and you go, all right, you know, is this really an issue? All right, because it says here, banks are being told to obtain secure storage for new currency. It comes from godlikeproductions.com, and they definitely got, you know, they're bent. You know, they're more of kind of the right, you know, be afraid, kind of sensationalism kind of stuff. But that doesn't mean they're wrong, and they might stretch it just a little bit, you know, but you know, they wind up being right a lot. It's kind of like John Birchers. You know, they'll always amp it up. It's kind of, but then they always turn out to be right. So, you know, it's kind of that. So you let it go through. We'll see what happens. Well, here it says, major and semi-major banks are being told to obtain secure storage for new currency dollars. They expect official devaluation by the end of the year. Here's the thread. For more information, read article, blah, blah, blah. And you go, you know, really? I mean, come on, man. Boom. What do we find out today? Washington Post. Chaos erupts after North Korea revalues currency. Here it comes. Chaos reportedly erupted in North Korea on Tuesday after the government of Kim Jong-il revalued the country's currency, sharply restricting the amount of old bills that could be traded for new and wiping out personal savings. The revaluation and exchange limits triggered panic and anger, particularly among market traders with substantial hoards of old North Korean won. I guess it's old Korean money. I guess they have trading. They got trades in North Korea. That surprised me right there. I guess China does it, so what the heck. Much of which has apparently become worthless. According to news agency reports from South Korea and China and from groups with contacts in North Korea. So they're saying, you gotta worry, you know, here it's going to America. They're gonna start trading in currency. They're gonna get, you know, nice pretty pink money or something. You know, here it comes. You know, with Obama on it. And they go, yeah, you got, oh, that never happened. Boom, they do it in Korea. Well, does that have anything to do with us here? I don't know. It just shows they can do it. And that's how they're going to do it. So I'm going, okay, you know, so it gives us a little bit more, you know, I think I should take a look and be concerned. Well, there's a lot of other stories going on today, too. Well, one thing, tomorrow night, the 2nd of December, 10 o'clock, I'm not sure what time zone, we have Jesse Ventura. Jesse Ventura has, I remember talking to him, he was here, when was this, last spring or something, they're doing a 9/11 thing, because he's, you know, conspiracy 9/11, yeah, it's all crap, I'm in, you know, because he was governor when this happened, and he's a Navy SEAL and, you know, had some Special Forces buddies in and kind of called and round and everything, uh-huh, and so he's known it was BS from the beginning, at least that's his opinion. Well, his opinion is popular enough that True TV, it's a cable news, I guess it's enough they got him off the beach in Mexico where he likes surfing. You know, they got him off the beach, and now he's the talk show host for that. Jesse Ventura has many titles. He has been a Navy SEAL, professional wrestler, an actor, or a mayor, and a governor of Minnesota. And now, with his new True TV show, Ventura has taken on a new title, Conspiracy Theorist, on Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, which premieres on December 2nd at 10 p.m. Ventura and his team of researchers take on a number of curious conspiracies and postulate if the terrorist attack on 9/11 was an inside job, or if the mysterious high-frequency active auroral research program, HARP complex in rural Alaska, has the power to blah, 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 blah. Now, these are the kind of things that they're going to be going on. Well, somebody watch it. No, enough. You know, I'm tuning in. I'm doing the DVR. I don't know if it's a free. Is True TV on cable and whatever?
It's a basic cable. It used to be the law channel, you know, that's, you know, there was Court TV.
Oh, Court TV.
That's what it is.
Oh, well, I think their ratings just went up.
There's also an article, I haven't had a chance to put it up on Freedom's Phoenix today, it's a link from Drudge Report saying that Jesse Ventura's last show on MSNBC was canceled because he was opposed to the war.
Oh, yeah. No, he talked about that when he was here, because he went and gave a speech at the Republican caucus room at the Senate building here at the Arizona State Capitol. And we were in there. We have video. It's on YouTube. You know, Drew did it. And you'll go in, and I do We Are Change Arizona, and just put Jesse Ventura, and it'll come up. And he gave this speech, and he told everybody, you wouldn't believe it. We could do a whole show on this stuff. He would do... Oh, that's Drew. Yeah, where's it at?
Your facts are wrong.
Whatever. Where do you get it?
Tom put it up on, it's on the We Are Change Arizona website, and Tom Westbrook actually put a lot of that video up from the behind the scenes in Senator Karen Johnson's office, or at the Senate building there. And he spoke on 9/11 last year.
Yeah, no, this is what was interesting. He goes, as governor, they call you down. It's on your appointment book. You had an appointment 1:30 down the basement. And he's like, what the heck is that? He talks to the scheduling guy, and he goes, and it was CIA. And they bring him. What he was telling us is what a lot of people don't know is every state capital has a CIA liaison. There's a guy who's like, I'm sorry, didn't you get the memo? So he's down there, and the biggest thing they wanted to know is how the heck did he win? As an independent, they want, man, what the heck? So he's when this 9/11 stuff happened, he made his call. He's serious. You know what? I'm a governor. I'm one of the 50 governors, man. I got to get busy here, man. What we got to do? We're not going to be caught with our pants down. I got family and friends, and I got responsibilities. Navy SEAL, what do I got to do? Well, we got it all covered, man. Don't worry about it. You know what? And he's like, man, this is, so he started checking. Well, of course, he's talking at this thing, and he made it clear that he knew there was problems. Well, we invited him to be a speaker at this Freedom Summit. Well, he was planning, not doing it, man. I'm going to be in Mexico. Heck no, I'm surfing. Well, then right after that, we found out that they offered him a contract for him to do this conspiracy TV thing, something he just loved to do. So he's on that. Now, the facility, they had a big home that he has in Mexico on the beach. It's solar powered. It's totally off the grid. It's, you know, miles, 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 miles from the first paved road. I mean, he's out in the middle of nothing. Thank you very much. Well, he wanted to call it, like, he calls it something Spanish for frogman house or some crap like that because he was a Navy SEAL. But he goes, he told me, I was tempted to call it MSNBC something, because the reason was when they contracted him to go on MSNBC and they were producing the show, they're getting ready, getting the set all done and all that kind of stuff, he refused to alter his public opinion on 9/11. So they paid him his full contract and wouldn't let him do his show, and kept his contract so he wouldn't be able to go on any other show, because they had his contract for years. That was at least 2 or 3 years that he had to be quiet. So he's like, cool, I'll go build my house with your money, and I'm going to be on the beach, and you can bite. And then you remember when he came back, you know, had long hair and his beard and braided and all this kind of stuff. Ha! You know, Jesse's pretty cool. You know, he just knows it's all a wrestling WWE kind of, you know, this, I'm going to kick your butt and I'm going to kick your butt, and then they go have cocktails. You know, this is, it's just a game that they play.
Hey, I just, not change the subject back to what we were talking about or anything, but I went and looked at the bank talking about the obtained secure storage story. And the source, the original source of that story was the international forecaster, which is Bob Chapman. And that's someone that I've come to trust as a news source quite a bit. So if Bob Chapman's saying it, I would at least give it credence.
Oh, I don't care if they say it or not. You know it's coming anyway.
Well, he's saying also in that article, it's going to be 3-for-1. You get you know, one new buck for three of the old bucks.
That just makes my gold go up and my silver, so that's good. You can do it all you want. Go take your funny money and buy silver. Oh, let's take a look. You know, you just know what's going to happen. I mean, you know, this kind of stuff coming out, you think it's not going to have an effect on the market? Well, they'll try and hold it down. Let me push the button. Okay, let's check gold first. Looking at gold, $11.96. You know, today, earlier, the New York Exchange was open. It went over $1,200. What was it like? I mean, a month and a half ago, it was $900 and something. You know, we're $1,200. Hello? What's that, 20-something percent in a month? I mean, you know, we're starting to find out what the valuation of our dollar really is. Let's take a look at silver real quick before we go to break. 1910. Woohoo! I just got a couple hundred ounces of FreedomsPhoenix.com medallions. I bet you wish you bought them now. We can get them at Freedom Summit. FreedomSummit.com. We'll be right back.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
He's on the board. We got the lunatic fringe here getting ready. It's Freedom Summit week. And where the heck are you? You know, it's still hot. I mean, dang it, it's Phoenix. I don't care what they say. It's freaking hot. And, you know, I mean, it's nice. You can wear long pants without sweating too much. But, you know, dang it. I mean, we had to go to the resort and kind of working on some stuff. So I got Purdy in long season and tie. And I go, you know what? It's still hot. Damn. Well, you know, this is one thing I want to bring up. This is I definitely want to get to this one. Now, Daniel Hannan, who, Jay, you know more about Daniel Hannan than I do. Who's this guy anyway?
He's a MEP, which is a representative from South England at the EU Congress. And I consider him to be the Ron Paul of Europe. He actually comes on Freedom Watch with the judge, you know, Judge Napolitano. And, you know, he's very popular among Americans because he is actually talking about liberty. And he has a regular blog on the UK Telegraph. And he has a YouTube channel, you know, highlighting some of the things that he says. And the things that he says at the EU, you know, body are pretty amazing. He basically lays it out there pretty well.
You know, the thing, no matter what you say or what they know or whatever, they create the structure to do what they want. And I give you an example. This is what he's talking about. He goes, we woke up in a different country today. All right, it doesn't look very different. The trees still seem black against the winter sun. The motorways continue to jam inexplicably. Commuters carry on avoiding eye contact. But Britain is no longer a sovereign nation. At midnight last night, we ceased to be an independent state, bound by international treaties to other independent states, and became instead a subordinate unit within a European state. Yes, a European state. Take a quick look at the definition set out in Article 1 of the 1933 Montevideo Convention on the Rights and Duties of States. Rights and Duties of States. 1933, anything that's coming out in 1933, I'm going, you know, dang, what are we talking about here? FDR, Mussolini, Hitler, I mean, dang, I'm not, you know, anything coming out of Europe, I'm, you know, whatever. Anyway, so they got this this definition of the rights and duties of states. Okay, quote, this is what it says. The state as a person of international law should possess the following qualifications, and it lists four, and we'll get to those. But, you know, this is like corporations. They make a mistake, and then they argue, and some small communities, they'll ban something or you can't whatever, and these corporations will spend gazillions of dollars and bankrupt small communities claiming that their individual rights were violated as an individual because our screwed up laws here have granted corporations personhood, okay, with individual rights. Hey, man, you didn't take my, so I'm going, wow, this has gone so far. It's just, it has to crash. It can't sustain itself. Well, what they did is the state as a person of international law should possess the following qualifications. A permanent population. I'm not really sure what that means, but, you know, a permanent population. B, a defined territory. All right, well, you know, somebody drew a line on a map. C, government. And I'm going, you know you're going down a dark path already. D, capacity to enter into relations with the other states. So you're not really a country. You can't be, you know, claim yourself as, you know, I don't know, a sovereign of some kind of, you know, leave us alone thing. And somebody else can make you their state. They can annex you. They're going to, you know, you think you're just a little bone nobody out and whatever. All of a sudden, the island pops out in the Pacific after an eruption. You know, guess what? Well, until you got, you know, all these, you got to enter, you got to have a government. You got to be able to enter into things. Because if you don't, there's going to be some other government say you're part of them. So until yesterday, the European Union qualified on grounds A, B, and C. You know, this the European Union as a organization or whatever, they had a population, they had a territory, they had government, you know. Well, now they tick the final box. Under the Lisbon Treaty, which came into force today, it acquires legal personality. I'm like, what the heck? I know where this is going. Legal personality, which gives it the right to sign accords and treaty with other states. Nor is the right simply theoretical. The European Union now has a foreign minister, a diplomatic corps, the European External Action Service, whatever that is, and 160 overseas embassies. Then it goes on about whatever stuff. They have become their own kind, their country. And you know, there's some states like you know, Germany are getting screwed by, I don't know, Croatia or whoever the heck happens to be in the union. You know, there's somebody subsidizing somebody. Okay. So they're just, you know, they're not happy with this. But, you know, think about what's happened. The European Union yesterday became its own kind of like country. Now, what might they do with something like that? I mean, you know, and when might they do it? The same day! Let me tell you what they're going to do. The European Union will endorse splitting Jerusalem. Man, can we guarantee a war? This is what happens. The European Union officials are expected to call for Jerusalem to be divided so it can be the capital of both Israel and a Palestinian state. Haaretz, which is a Israeli newspaper, got its hands on a draft document prepared by Sweden, which currently holds a European Union presidency because it rotates among the countries. That seems to imply Europe would recognize a unilateral declaration of statehood by the Palestinians. When you say, you always say unilateral, you keep saying that. What the heck does that mean? It means uni, one, just they did it. You know, we're by ourselves. We decide because we're a European Union and we're a big giant country now and y'all kiss our butt and we got guns. Okay. We have recognized Palestinian, state because we can. Israel is trying to prevent the whole thing from going forward, but sources close to the negotiations believe it is virtually inevitable. The draft document says that genuine peace won't be achieved unless there's a way to resolve the status of Jerusalem as capital of two states. The document also states the European Union won't recognize any changes to the 1967 borders unless the Palestinian Authority also approves them. Israeli officials say Sweden is pushing an anti-Israel agenda that will ultimately make Europe irrelevant in the peace process. I don't know. Is anybody relevant in this peace process? You know, my thing, let me tell you what my deal is. Am I allowed not to care? Quit taking my money and subsidizing whoever, which we do both sides. I mean, it's amazing. You know, Obama was giving Hamas, you know, a bunch of money and people coming here. It's just the biggest joke. Well, what if we just keep our, you guys do what you want. Well, they're going to kill and nuke and this, and Israel's going to go get Iran, and they're going, and Europe's going to, and I'm like, yeah. Am I allowed not to care? No, you're not allowed. Why? They want to take my money from me and redistribute for whatever the heck it is they want to do. If the European Union wants to take on the Middle East, vaya con Dios, man. Go with God. It's y'all's, you know, have it, you know, go to God, go whatever you need to do. It's y'all's. Because now we're having, because what's going to happen? I guarantee you what's going to happen. Israel is going to, well, we're going to, you know, yank the chain on our bulldog in the United States, and we're going to have a, and gosh darn it, we want, and stomp their feet, and all of a sudden, does the U.S. even have any hand in anything anymore? We're done, man. This is just a nail in the coffin. This is just to show everybody just how inept we really are. What are we going to do? Go to war with Europe? So you can pretty much count on something weird happening. Now, there's going to be, you know, Israel all of a sudden is going to go, you know, strafe Iran's refining things that they just announced they're doing 10 more enrichment plants. So, I, you know, again, am I allowed not to care? Well, all these people, all these conspiracists, all these anti-Zionists, all the, whatever they come, you know, you have to care because what? Who is on the shores of America to, well, our vital interest, I don't have any interest. I don't care. Well, oil prices will go up. Oh, well, I guess solar will probably be able to compete then. Arizona. You know, so, you know, it's all just fear. It's all just crap. And what happens is the European Union has now said, we are going to recognize Palestinian state. We're going to split Jerusalem down the middle. There's going to be these two. Then boom, done. We just decided because we're Europe. How's it going to work out? I don't know. But I have a question. Am I allowed not to care? They're going to try and make me care. Why? Why do I got to fund this stuff? Stop.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
I want to break free.
I want to break free. Just stop. Leave me alone. Stop. I mean, just stop. Can I say stop? You're not allowed to even say stop. That's dissent. You know, I had this Berkeley guy, a nice guy. You know, he's a son of a friend of mine, and he's a professional student. Wants to be a professor, be at Berkeley. He wants to live in the culture of Berkeley. And he's like, you could just leave. And I go, you know what's amazing? He doesn't even understand. He's too young, mid-20s, to even understand how ironic that is, that 20, 30, 40 years ago, it was all the right wing when they were in charge telling him to leave. Or guys like him. You know, it's like, you're not allowed to dissent. I go, did you think it might be something you might want to know when the government says you're not allowed to complain? I'm just a complainer. Am I allowed? It's not like I'm a secret. You know, they know I'm here. Heck, you're in Arizona. They know who I am. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. You're still voting? They know exactly. I deal with the police. I deal with the government. I deal with legislators. I'm nice enough. You know, a bunch of them will be at the Freedom Summit. You know, I'm good. I'll bet you a lot of legislators go to the summit. They don't want to sign up. They don't want their name on. Yeah, I didn't say nothing. Well, you know, how they keep this, all this stuff just contained is it has to be media. How they do that. GE gets one step closer to selling NBC to Comcast. General Electric tentatively agreed to buy French media conglomerate, but then these 20% stake in NBC Universal for $5.8 billion, blah, 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 blah. Bottom line is this, they're consolidating. All these big media guys are just getting one big happy family. And if you go to Freedom's Phoenix, you go to freedomsphoenix.com, at the top in the navigation bar, the horizontal kind of white, and it has a bunch of, you know, like the front page and archive and all that kind of stuff. You go over, it says search. And you click, you know, the search, it has a drop down and it has a search thing. You can search on the site and search, Freedom's Phoenix articles on Google and that kind of stuff. And then there's one that says media news. And you go in there and it has a lot of different categories, you know, different news outlets that we use to kind of go and we scan all of, you know, like Bloomberg and Prison Planet and TED Talks and, you know, even from the left, like, you know, Raw Story, and from the right, World Net Daily and Drudge. And we just go in science magazines and stuff. We go see, and you may have to go through 30 entries to find that one thing that's kind of cool. That's why Freedom's Phoenix is so cool. We pick the best from all these different things, and then our readers send us stuff. Well, if you go to at the very top, I always leave this one at the top. It's called Media Ownership, and it has a picture of a baby, and her eye is a television screen. She has your eyes. Well, what happens is you go in there and you click, and you'll see the top one that says Media Ownership Chart. And you go look at it, and there's like six main media outlets for the entire planet. I'll give you an example. Vivendi Universal, which is what they were talking about and buying all, you know, consolidating more media. They own, you know, all kinds of studios and stuff. I think they're Europe. I think they're out of Italy or something, and they have a bunch of different stuff. Then you got AOL Time Warner, and they got a bunch of stuff. You're like, you know, Warner buys this, they got that. You know, like CNN and Time Magazine and AOL and blah, 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 blah. Then you got Disney. Oh, man, Disney's got, a lot of these guys are defense contractors, too. They got, so they got, like, the media is just a, it's a side benefit of the defense contractor to keep the military-industrial complex going. You know, it's just their media arm. Yeah, you think I'm kidding? Well, you got News Corporation, which, of course, is Murdoch and Fox and all that kind of stuff. But they have a lot of stuff that you don't know that they got. New York Post, you know, they have Wall Street Journal. You know, I mean, it goes on and on and on. Viacom, they're in news and, you know, Paramount Studios and all kinds of different stuff. MTV, CBS, VH1. You know, you got Bertelsmann. I mean, there's a bunch of these, and they keep getting bigger and bigger, and they start to combine to where it becomes a bad B sci-fi movie. You know, I'm Big Brother. Got TV on, can't turn it off. I remember there was, it was in 1984, the star he goes in, which was William Hurt, I think it was. And he played, you know, Why They Need Us in V for Vendetta. He was a good guy in V for 1984 and becomes a bad guy. So I could see, yeah, they're kind of, you know, a sequel. So I understand. Wow, that was so cool they picked him. But he goes into the big bad guys thing and he turned off the TV. And he goes, You can turn off your TV? And he goes, yeah, at our level, we get perks. We can turn off the TV. So I'm going, wow, this is what's going on. I mean, right before our eyes. And so what do they want to do now? They want to control. You said there was some story up about they're going to start injecting into the internet or something. Do you remember what that was about? There's one Pal put up here, and it was about them wanting to get into internet journalism. You know, they want to make sure that they can have some kind of say on this. What is it? FTC explores future of journalism in internet age. With the media business in distress, the Federal Trade Commission is holding a 2-day workshop Tuesday and Wednesday to examine the challenges facing the industry and to explore ways the government might help it survive. Stop. What do I care? You know, it survives when it survives. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Then you knew this was coming because the media, their plug-in, their big giant jack into your temple is going away. I can't have that.
You know, I don't know the exact figure, but I urge everybody out there to look up the Department of Defense budget for propaganda. It is in the dozens of billions of dollars. I mean, they're already just so intertwined with all aspects of media.
You know, the Bush administration made a big deal out of this, and it was called on by, you know, the left right up until they got to be in charge. And it was illegal, you know, for them to do it domestically. And they called it some other kind of program because it's legal outside. Now, what they would do, as a Pentagon, and during war, they would do, I don't know where the heck they want to seed the planet with BS. And with Murdoch, it was really cool because he has the big papers in Australia. You know, and there's some others that, you know, these worldwide conglomerations that have the media outlets all over the world. Well, they'll put, you know, the Pentagon will pay for all kinds of BS to be put in Italy or something. And then we report what they reported. So that's how they get around it. They got unlimited budget for this stuff. The positive spin on this is that they have to spend so much money and time and effort and creative energy into public education and propaganda and the internet and all this stuff they got to do to try and keep us BS'd. It's not working. I mean, it still works. I mean, you know, they wouldn't do it. But I mean, you know, dang. And the one thing that we do, Freedom's Phoenix, that's why the logo is the way. If you've ever been to Freedom's Phoenix, you look at the logo at the top left of the page, and what it has is a phoenix, a fiery bird coming out of Lady Liberty's torch. So it's the rebirth of freedom from the ashes of Lady Liberty's dying embers of freedom, blah, blah, blah. So we knew that it was just going to come in a media outlet that was just going to bypass all this stuff. The worse they are, the better. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Because what happens is when you give people an outlet, you know, even though they may not be perfect or accurate or they got, it's not the greatest, I count on you as the audience and everything to go in there and call BS on it. You go, no. And in the comments section, you go to it because if you got a bad reporter, if you got it seated from Holder's office and you got the blogger Obama guys in there doing, let them, bring them on, do your thing. Because then forever and always, in Google search engines and other engines, you have whatever they put or whatever they say, along with their name and email, all this stuff, all of what everybody has said, how much full of crap they are. That's what I need. Go ahead. They don't understand. Ernie, why would you let this? I go, are you kidding me? This person slings this garbage all over the internet, been getting away with it for 2 years until he comes over to Freedom's Phoenix, and associated with his name and what he said is all the stuff that counters everything that he had to say, slamming the living snot at him. And where did that ever happen anywhere else? Where did that happen? Where was it? Only here, because it was structured that way. You get to be the editor. You get to be the purveyor of truth over BS. Because if you don't, well, that's your fault. You know, you're going to blame me for creating a mechanism that, you know, you can do this? That's why we did it. You go to the About Us on Freedom's Phoenix. This is like 4 or 5 years old. Said, we recognize that freedom was taken from us the moment the ink was drying on the Constitution. Today's governmental structure is imploding under its own weight, and its death rattles aren't going to be pretty. At Freedom's Phoenix, we observe, comment, and try to stay out of the way. We know freedom will rise from the ashes, and we want to make sure that everyone's freedom is never signed away again by those who believe they have the power to do so. And then it goes on from there. But that, you know, that pretty much sums it up, man. I'm going, look, we knew where the power was. It was you. Where else was it going to be? And how are you going to, is there structures and organization? No, because if you do that, sooner or later, the organization becomes more important than the reason for which you created it. So, I'm an unorganization kind of guy. Go be free. In the end, freedom always wins. It just gets really messy first.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
It ain't so groovy when you're screaming in the night. Let me out of this cheap B-movie.
Out of control. I don't know. Who's in control? I'll tell you who's in control. Me. Me. You know, they want to tell you something different. Well, they want to control every little old thing. Let me tell you what Treasury's doing. Treasury will increase pressure on lenders to modify mortgages. Now, you may have remembered we talked about this before, probably a month or so ago. I'm of the opinion, and a lot of us working on this, they had a thing this Saturday and Sunday. It was so many hundreds of people that went Saturday, they had to do it in a park. And it was on mortgage modification, renegotiation, and repudiation, and all these people are foreclosure and so on. And some of the activists here had too many people that could be fitting here. And then they had so many that wanted to come. They came again on Sunday, and they said, okay, well, we got people that will commit to come the next day, and we only got like 120, so we can do it at Freedom's Phoenix Workshop. So they had over 100 people coming in here to, you know, more people. I've been getting a bunch of calls today. Hey, I wasn't even here. I was busy doing other stuff. And I just give them the number out to the people that were running the class because they're like, you know, save me. Now I need help too. Well, here's what the Treasury's trying to do. Now, our thing, my opinion is this. The way these loans were done in such a way, blah, 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 bottom line is they're garbage. They can't get their handle on who owes what, when, where, how. They want to renegotiate them. They want to write them to where they'll even give lopped off on principal, interest, whatever we got to do. We need to make these mortgages viable again. They need to have value. They need to not be contested. They need to be have people, you know, paying on them, or at least make it clear to the courts that they should. So they want to renegotiate these. Now, of course, they'll do it. We need to do it under the guise of, I don't know, because we love Americans. So the Treasury is putting pressure on lenders to modify these mortgages. Increasingly frustrated by the Failure of mortgage servicers to permanently modify distressed mortgages. The Obama administration said it would be increasing pressure on the lenders to make sure they're appropriately implementing the $75 billion government program that is supposed to reduce the number of foreclosures. The Treasury Department says that while mortgage servicers have extended trial modifications to more than 650,000 people, you know, trial modifications. How do you have a trial modification? I'm not even sure what that means. They've been moving too slowly and turning them into new permanent mortgages in order to improve the numbers. The Obama administration will be sending financial SWAT teams to keep a watch over the six largest mortgage servicers, which handle about 85% of outstanding mortgages. And that sounds like all the Freddie and Fannie Mae. Okay. Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae. The servicers will have to issue two reports daily on their efforts to turn trial modifications into permanent mortgages. The Washington Post details that the Treasury will be using a combination of public shame and monetary penalties to pressure lenders. Let me tell you what's going on, in my opinion. I mean, you got to look at it and already know what's going on. They're screwed, okay? You have all of these Fannie and Freddie that had, you know, 85%, that's a telltale right there, of all the mortgages in the United States. All of a sudden, they went bankrupt. And Jim Rogers was telling us years ago that Freddie and Fannie were done. I remember, you know, we had him on every week on Charles Goyette's show, and he was saying, look, I can tell you right now, Freddie and Fannie's done. And his reasoning? Because they weren't filing their SEC reports. He goes, this is like a quasi-government agency kind of thing. You know, you think somebody complain or sure as heck notice. So he's pulling out all his money. I said, man, get out of Freddie and Fannie because they're going down. They are not going to tell you what their financial situation is. So sure enough, here they go. Boom, they get taken over by the government. So who has this mortgage? What is it? They belong to the government? Are we Russia now? You know, your housing is by then. Well, now the people are going, nope, nope, just like this. Hundreds of people come in the Freedom's Phoenix event they had at a park here nearby. And then the next day, Sunday, over 100 and something people here at the workshop getting more information. And I go, did you come by this weekend at all, Jet? Did you see any of those guys?
No, I was working on stuff to, because I planned on giving the whole week to the Freedom Summit. I had to get my, you know, I'm a housewife, I guess, because I don't have a job, so.
That's right. You better clean them pots and pans, huh?
That's right. So I worked this weekend around the house just to make sure that I could do my thing for this Freedom Summit.
Which is what you should be doing. Thanks, man. You know, what happened was I started getting a lot of calls on this, but I sat in on one of their original classes, and we did some shows on this, trying to wrap our minds around what was happening and how they did this mortgage securities thing and where the money went and who got the bailouts and all. And we started to get a beat on what was happening. That's a long story. We'll do that show again sometime, or you can go in the archive. But I'm looking at what I believe is going on is that the government now is on the hook for all this stuff. Well, they want to get something out of it. And they don't have enough manpower to process this stuff. 650,000? How do you do that? You know, what, you just threaten something. We're going to have SWAT teams are going to go in these six. I tell you where we can get the bottleneck is. There's six major corporations that are doing these mortgages. Well, we can send six SWAT teams and go sit there and say, we want two reports a day on what you're doing, or we're going to do something. I mean, seriously. So what are they going to do? They want to rewrite these in such a way that they bypass all the crap that they did before to try and legitimize these mortgages, because people are just saying, I'm not paying. I know friends of mine, people, have been over a year, have not paid their mortgages. And they'll schedule it for auction, and then they'll take it off. They'll schedule it for auction, and then they'll take it off. They'll send letters saying, you know, the people will go, yeah, I challenge this, man. Let's go. I want a quick claim. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I want to blah, 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 all kinds of legal terms that are going on about. And they're just out there. So, and this is catching on like wildfire, where you have hundreds of people will show up because somebody put a posting from Freedom's Phoenix on a blog. And it goes viral. And all of a sudden, everybody wants to have a meeting on this information. And 300 people show up. So I'm just going, wow, 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 what the heck is going on? So now they're going after the lenders to try to get them to convert these pieces of paper into something that is less contestable. That's what's going on, in my opinion. So what else are they doing? Better get some more space for the new money, which happened in Korea, North Korea. I mean, you know, if it could happen there, it could happen here. What? You know, we're not, you know, we're different than North Korea. We're freer. Whoa. So where's my optimism? I mean, it has to come from, you know, a good night's rest. That always helps. But it's from people just being able to understand it. Certainly those that are on Freedom's Phoenix just have enough. That's just today's stories. What we were talking about today is just part of today's stories. That's probably 15-20% of today's stories is what we were just going on. This is every day we do this. Every stinking day. And I can go on about each one of the stories and read this stuff to you every day and give you the spiel on them every day, but that's not the point. The point that I try to do with our guests, and we didn't have a lot of guests scheduled for this week because we're doing the summit. We may have, I thought of having some of the summit speakers coming on, but yeah, then it would be a surprise. Yeah, well, what we're going to do is we'll probably take the DVDs and segments from theirs. And we've had past speakers. I was watching some. I pulled out the DVDs last night. There have been some that have just been, all of them are fantastic. And it's just going to be, we're going to start putting those up. We never did. We've had them since 2001. We never put them up on YouTube or anything. I think we're going to make a project out of that. I think we're going to go ahead. We may even do a donation thing to see if we can, you know, fund that. Because you need to know what these guys have predicted, and where we are now is what they've been saying was going to happen.
About Freedom's Phoenix, it's something that I wanted to, that you didn't discuss, that I think is probably the most important thing, excuse me, that it's not just you and Powell putting up these stories, it's the readers. It's, you are a journalist if you say you are. If you just say, if you declare to yourself that I am a member of the media, then you are, and Freedom's Phoenix is a portal for that. Every single person listening out here, anybody in the world that wants to participate in Freedom's Phoenix can post the same articles that we do, you know, and that's the beauty of it.
You know, one thing that's even, yeah, another aspect of that is a lot of the guys are going, we go to this event. Can we be press? Can we get, what kind of, where's the shiny badge, the press thing that we get? Cause a lot of these guys from, the television radio programs, yeah, he's showing his now. He's got his made up, you know, laminated. He got a yellow thing around because that's all it is. They just put, and they'll get bigger. I mean, you know, their manhood's getting smaller when their press pass is getting bigger, bigger and bigger.
It was so funny. My wife happened to have this at the state fair, my press pass that I made with my own hands, and there was a big line for the bathroom, and she was following these other people like, well, you can't go back there at the state fair. And she goes, well, I got this. And she showed the press pass, so she got to go to this shorter line at the restroom, and it wasn't even her picture on it.
It's amazing. You know, a clipboard and a pen and a clip-on tie will get you just about anywhere. But the, you know, the one thing is that we just take and you put the logo on, you make it on, you know, Photoshop, you laminate it, you put it on a clip, you're done. And they go, well, what do we need? I said, your press, go, knock yourself out. And it became a big deal. A lot of guys really understood this. Last year, when Sheldon got arrested for filming a camera fraud protest, and because they said he couldn't, he's like, yeah, I can. Well, you know, what's your credentials? He went, nope, I ain't got, you know, I'm, because I can. Arrest me. And they did. You know, but it went to court. 5 charges, all dismissed in court. Had to go to trial. And we sat there and watched this thing, and we're like, what the heck is going on? So we make a big deal out of this. The press. What is the press? It's you. They suck. Do I got to compare? Is it based on quality? Heck no. It's not based on any kind of ability to transmit useful or accurate information. It's based on whose butt you're going to kiss. Well, what happens when you don't kiss butt? Then what? Well, maybe they don't want you there. But we go anyway, and we'll see you tomorrow. You go do it. Use freedomsphoenix.com. Underneath the logo, watch the tutorials.